Next patient is Next patient is William Smith, Willim Smith, Smith. Date of consultation was 3/22/22, and the date of birth is 1/19/1956. Please make a copy for Dr. Anupurn Srisawat. That's A-N-U-N-P-O-R-N. A-N-U-N-P-O-R-N. Srisawat. S-R-I-S-A-W-A-T. Srisawat, M-D. And in colon, Tui. T-U-I. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and shortness of breath. This is a 66-year-old obese male who had COVID-19 pneumonia approximately 1 year ago in December of 2020, was hospitalized for more than 3 weeks. The patient has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity, and he desaturates easily, but does not have any home oxygen at this time. Next paragraph. The patient had a chest x-ray done more than 6 months ago, which showed a bilateral patchy interstitial alveolar infiltrates consistent with viral pneumonia. He has used albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis and also is on a diuretic including Lasix 20 milligrams a day. He complains of leg swelling, denies any chest pains, and denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of COVID-19 pneumonia in December 2020. He also has history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary stenting times 4. He has neuropathy of the left leg. He had previous history for cardiomyopathy with the ejection fraction under 50%. The patient has chronic atrial fibrillation. He also had TIAs and is being treated for hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2 to 3 packs per day for 35 years and has quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Worked in construction. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of cancer of the breast and brain cancer. Father died following surgery. Next paragraph. Medlist, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily with valsartan 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 200 milligrams daily. Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin 10 milligrams a day. Lasix 20 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PR. Next paragraph. Review of systems: the patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, and coughing spells. He also has some upper abdominal discomfort and reflux and diarrhea. He has chest pains and palpitations and leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising, his joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has numbness in the extremities. And he has no urinary symptoms. He does have dizzy attacks and hoarseness and denies double vision or glaucoma, cataracts. He has generalized weakness and denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a obese elderly white male who's alert, pale, and mild tachypneic. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 70. Respirations are 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 315, saturation 94. HEND anophthalmic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat is injected. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered crackles of the lung bases. The heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2. No S3 gallop or murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. And the extremities revealed 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral pulses, and reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is interstitial lung disease. Number three, history of COVID-19 pneumonia resolved with residual pulmonary fibrosis. Number four is chronic atrial fibrillation. Number five, hypertension. And number six, obesity and possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He will use O2 at nights at 2 liters and was placed on Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. The patient will also use Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Follow-up visit we arrange here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy of this, that's for Dr. Tui, T-U-I, Dr. Tui. Anuporn Srisuwat, MD. This is Dr. Susan. Thank you.